American Fiancé, a novel by Éric Dupont, translated from the French by Peter McCambridge, performed by Jean Brassard.
Teal. Years before her mother bundled her onto a bus bound for New York City in a blizzard, Madeleine Lamontagne had been a little girl who loved Easter bunnies, Christmas trees, and the stories told by her dad, Louis Lamontagne. After all, everyone loved to hear Louis the Horse Lamontagne's tall tales. As any drinking man in Rivière-du-Loup will tell you, it was TV that killed the horse, not the combustion engine. They'll also tell you, and there's no reason to doubt them, that any man's story, wherever he may be, never finds a more attentive ear than his daughter's, especially if she is the oldest, and as such occupies a special place in her father's heart. All of which is to say that Louis the Horse Lamontagne, or Papa Louis, as the children like to call him, had the full regard of his little Madeleine, sitting right there on the sofa in her father's funeral home on Rue Saint-François-Xavier, in the parish of the same name, in the town of Rivière-du-Loup, in the province of Quebec. Amid the 1950s furniture stood a ghastly ashtray mounted on an honest-to-goodness moose leg. A cousin had made it, after carving up the carcass of the animal that Papa Louis had killed in the fall of 1953, when Madeleine was just 3 years old. She was now 8. Papa Louis was sitting in his armchair, and her two brothers on the bottle-green sofa. In her left hand, she held a full glass of gin that Papa Louis was eyeing thirstily.
"Get a move on, Maddo. We want to hear the story."
It was Madeleine Lamontagne's oldest brother, Marc, age 7, who had just told his sister to hurry up and get Papa Louis another drink so the story could at last begin. The other brother, Luc, watched a dust mote drift through the air.
"Cut it out," Madeleine retorted before sitting down to his right.
Marc slid his hand in under her thigh. She twisted his finger back, just enough to get her point across. But he slipped his hand back under her thigh, and this time she let him.
"His fingers must be cold," Madeleine reasoned, thinking that if she picked a fight with her brother, Papa Louis might suddenly decide to send them all off to bed.
Fortunately, Marc turned his attentions away from her and watched Papa Louis knock back his second gin. To Marc's left, little Luc, his dark-haired head leaning against his big brother's frail shoulder, was about to fall asleep. Luc, age 5, had come into the world the day of the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II, June 2, 1953. The sofa was almost full, but there would have been room for the cat if their mother, Irène, had allowed it.
"No cat on the sofa. It's not hygienic," she had decreed one day.
There had been cake for supper. Luc had eaten too much of it. He had eaten Madeleine's share as well as his own, only to vomit it back up all over his brother Marc. So Luc was already in his PJs. Madeleine had changed him out of his dirty clothes. Their older brother had had to get cleaned up. Little Luc was nodding off, but maybe the dead man in the adjoining parlor would find the story entertaining.
"Tell the one about the dune," whined Marc.
"I told you that one last month," said Papa Louis as he emptied a spoonful of sugar into his warm gin.
"Tell it again, then."
"Don't you want to hear a Christmas story instead? Hang on. We'll ask the dead guy what he wants to hear. Hey, Sirois, want to hear a Christmas story?" The children fought back giggles. Papa Louis only fooled around with his customers when his wife Irène wasn't around. She found his jokes to be in terribly poor taste. Papa Louis took Sirois' silence as a formal request for a Christmas story, appropriately enough in a room still decked out for the nativity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?